Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
What's your retirement plan? Do you have a pension? Research out this morning tells us 26% of Irish adults say that they've no financial plans at all for retirement. And this is the research from the Consumer and Competition Protection Commission. I know Pat was chatting about this a little later today, but it's a lot of people with absolutely zero plans for their future. Brenda's with me on the line today in County Clare. Brenda, what's your retirement plans?
I'm afraid I didn't have any, Andrea. I've drifted into it, like so many. And I think that's the problem, you see. When you're needing to make these plans, you're at one age, but trying to predict into the future is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, I presume with most pensions that people subscribe to, they're not redeeming them for 40 or 50 years. And trying to predict how the world will be 40 or 50 years down the line is quite difficult. So the world that I grew up in and work in is very different to the world I live in now, and I think that's true for most people.
Are you surprised to hear that so many don't have pension, Brenda? No, I'm not.
I mean, when I think back, when I would have started work on that, nobody even spoke about pensions, you know. I suppose you can say we were all very naive, but that is the truth. And I think it's only in the last 15 to 20 years you hear a lot about pensions on the media and that. But you didn't before that.
And now that we do talk about it so much more, because there's a huge focus on it, and I suppose there has been over the past 4 or 5 years since there was discussion and conversations around the auto enrolment coming in, and the fact that, like, you know, it's a good thing. We have an aging population. We have people living to later in life.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the auto enrolment is very good. But can I just say one thing? I do think it needs to be copper fastened. I mean, I'm old enough to remember. Do you remember there was a pension pot that the government raided? Because of financial difficulty in the country, I can accept that, but that should have been paid back. I don't think it's. I don't think it's right.
Okay.
For us to raise the
is your plan, I suppose, Brenda, to focus on, well, not focus, but just you'll be entitled to the old age pension. But,
yes. And I'll have a small contributory pension, but I didn't start it until I was well into my 40s.
Yeah.
And as the other thing is, you see, Andrea, you never put enough in.
I know. Tell me about it. I know.
That's the problem. So I think it needs another bee I have in my bonnet. I think women in general, now, please, ladies, don't all get upset, but I don't think we are as financially aware as men. I don't think we're as money savvy. And I think you need to develop a bit of that to plan for your future properly.
Yeah, that it's just, I suppose, and look, I know a lot of our listeners, Brenda, you know, for a lot of them, maybe they'll have had time out, not, I don't mean off work, but time at home if they're raising kids and maternity and all of that. And that the focus just, you feel, maybe slips off the future and retirement.
I just don't think we zone into money as quickly or as readily as men. And I think it's, you know, all the pension, the financial side of it, you nearly glaze over because it's not so complicated and weird. And
it's tricky to get your head around. I totally accept that. Catches with us on the line today as well. You're 23, Catches, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 23, so I'm just started in full-time employment out of college.
Right, and pension's probably not to the front of your mind, I'd say.
No, not at all. I wouldn't even have begun to think of saving and stuff until this year when I started in. And now I'm thinking that I don't really have any information on how to even start or go about starting a pension.
And was the word pension, when you came out of college, so you're in your first full-time professional job, was the word pension mentioned at all by anybody in the accounts department?
No, not really. And like, I mean, I'm lucky I'm able to live at home. Like, at the moment, I wouldn't even be really afford to rent anywhere, you know, let alone start saving for a pension or even a mortgage.
Well, I know that's why I would have held off paying into a pension for years, because when you were trying to pay rent in Dublin and trying to save for a deposit for a house at the same time, the pension just became the third priority.
Definitely. And I know now, I've heard that the earlier you start, the better it is for a pension. But as I say, I wouldn't even know where to go about that. And there's so many other priorities, as you say, paying for rent, moving out, paying for a mortgage. Like, you know, another thing to take into consideration to start saving for.
And when you chat to your friends, Katja, I presume all in around the same age bracket as you, pensions probably never mentioned, I'd say.
Definitely not. Just about rent and saving for the next holiday, maybe. But no, we like genuinely, even in college, there would be no talk of pensions or how to go about it or anything. And now I know, as I say, the earlier you start, the better it is. Like, I've heard that. But yeah, no, definitely not. You wouldn't. It sounds like something very far away. But I know it's better the earlier to do it.
The better it'll be. Avril Sheenan's with us as well from Care a Lot Childcare in County Cork. You know, like, are you surprised when you hear of so many people without any plans, any retirement plans for the future, Avril?
Absolutely not. It doesn't shock me at all, Andrea. No. Basically, I'm in business with 18 years, and as part of our regulatory body, we have to offer our staff private pension. But in the 18 years that I'm in business, not one employee has ever taken it up.
So that's offer, not pay top up. That's just something similar, is it, to auto-enrolment?
Something similar. Yeah. But I think, you know, anybody that's, you know, being auto-enrolled and stuff, or especially like that just previous caller there, you know, the young girl, like the cost of living, your main concern is just living.
It's today.
And in your 20s and 30s, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like in your 20s and 30s, you're trying to get the few pounds together to get on the property market. Then you're on the property market and you might have a child, and then you're worrying about childcare. So really, people don't have that money to put away. And I suppose from my aspect or my point of view, being an employer, my accountant said I have to put away an extra 26,000 to 30,000 a year just for this auto enrollment. So it's a huge cost to me, where I'm already struggling as a business, you know. So yeah, it's a huge concern really for me. Now, I know they're automatically auto-enrolled for 6 months and they have the option of opting out, but that has to be done before 8 months and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a big concern really as an employer.
And you mentioned, sorry, I'll just go back for a moment, that in the 18 years that you had to set up the access to pension payments, basically for staff, did you say, sorry, nobody has taken that up?
Not one single employee that came through my door ever took that up. Would you believe that? Yeah. And now, and even myself, I only started my own private pension, I'd say, in the last 5 years as well. Yeah. So that kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it? The cost of living is really hampering anybody to invest money. Now, don't get me wrong, the auto enrollment is absolutely fantastic. You know what I mean? I just think it's a great scheme, as in to, you know, prepare for the future. And I don't think we think enough about it.
So when you chat to staff and you talk about auto enrollment, and as you know, I think a lot of people will maybe imagine that perhaps childcare is one of the professions where you know, maybe top ups aren't made by businesses or companies, as is the case in a lot of commercial businesses as well. It's probably not surprising, is it, that when we look at the wages that maybe a lot of childcare staff are on, that they aren't paying into pensions?
Well, yeah, exactly. And it goes back to, again, the cost of living and, you know what I mean, just trying to pay for childcare outside of their work and, you know, mortgages and stuff like that. And just the cost of living in general, it's so expensive. People don't have that spare money to put in. I'm probably like a little bit of an ostrich. I'm putting my head in the sand. I haven't had the conversation with the staff yet, but I am thinking of worst case scenario. Like when I did speak to my accountant, I was like, let's just go worst case scenario. What if everyone contributes to it and we just made out a rough figure? And as I said, anything between 26 and 30,000 it's going to be costing me next year. So I have huge concerns as a small employer in the area.
Stay with me, Avril, for a few moments. I think we've got Dylan with us on the line today as well. Dylan, do you have retirement plans, or are you looking or thinking about a pension?
Well, I think it's something I've thought about, definitely. You know, I think it is something that's definitely important, but at the moment it's very hard to be able to even think about that. Like, can barely, you know, more important just getting from day to day nearly. You know, it's hard to sort of think so long term. It's hard to even save short term.
Are you working at the moment or in college, or what's your situation?
I've just finished in college, so I'm doing odd ends and sort of jobs that I can. And, you know, it's almost impossible to think about it, you know, even short-term saving, never mind a pension at this rate, you know?
Yeah, so it's the focus is get the job, isn't it? And then look at rent and probably down the line try and save up to try and draw down a mortgage.
Well, yeah, I mean, there seems to be so many things that are more pressing, more important, but I think, you know, I do see it as something important, and it's something even like a small bit now would matter a lot more in the future. But, you know, keep going at it, maybe something small and consistent, but at the moment it's sort of just even not really practical.
And would you have any idea where to start? I mean, if it was something that you were thinking about paying into the next year or two, Dylan, you know, I'm trying to figure out how much of a focus or discussion is there around your generation, similar to Katja that's with us in the early 20s, and any discussion around pensions at all?
Yeah, I think I'd say it's just about doing something maybe smaller, consistent. Like, I'd say now the money that I'd earn is more important to me than maybe in a few years if I was maybe to be earning a little more or something like that, you know, somewhere a little more stable. But I'd say even just keeping something consistent, and maybe it'd build up, and you'd be surprised how much you'd put in just over such a long time. Because I think it's better than just having nothing, which is what a lot of people seem to have, and then they try to put a lot more into it and it just seems to be a struggle.
Hey, I think we've got Padraig Cassan with us on the line today. Is Padraig there, financial advisor? Padraig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Good, not too bad at all. Are you surprised by this research? 26% of us have no pension.
Well, I'm not surprised at the figure, and I suppose I'd correct something to put it as some of the people at ease there. They do have a pension that's called a contributory state pension. It's just when and how do they add to that? Because the current pension is €289 a week if you have your 40 years of stamp paid. So they are automatically going to be contributing to a pension as the state contributory pension scheme. In addition, in adding further money to it, the auto enrollment is really being addressed to the people on lower incomes, because they're essentially going to be getting 25% from the government, where if they're 20% taxpayers, they wouldn't get as much tax relief if they were doing their own pension. So they're getting an almost enhanced amount of tax relief for the auto enrollment. So auto enrollment is primarily being directed towards people on lower income. With regard to how early do you start, a small bit at the start makes an enormous difference to later on, in terms of the fund that can accumulate. But obviously, given the pressures that people would be under at different stages of life towards purchasing a home and raising families and so forth, in a lot of cases, it's backfilled by a lot of people as, let's say, kids get through education and suddenly they're not a drain on the income. Then people start adding more to their pensions at a later stage. But certainly, if it's a tenner a week or a fiver a week, it will make a substantial difference simply because of the length of time it's invested.
Yeah, like, you know, the pension ownership seems to be lowest, according to this research, as I mentioned, from the CCPC today, Padraig, from those aged 18 to 24, which is hardly surprising. But it's the 21% who were surveyed who are aged between 45 and 54 who say that they too have no pension plans in place.
Yeah, that is a big concern, and predominantly there's an awful lot of talk goes on about the income gap between females and males, and that pension gap is even more astute when it comes to females who maybe took time out to raise family and so forth, and they won't have the stamps accumulated to the 40 years because of looking after childcare and different breaks in employment. So for a lot of people out there, it's never too late to start. And something will give you an enhanced amount of pension. Any contribution will give you an enhanced amount of pension when you retire. But it is something that, what I applaud today, Andre, is at least it's being discussed, and it'll bring it to the mindset of people. But talking to the guy you were on a minute ago, to the young lad that's just leaving
Dylan,
work.
He
may go into an employment where an employer has a scheme. And I would always tell somebody to at least ask about a scheme for a pension scheme, because it then becomes normal and part of, and suddenly they have never seen the money. So somebody starting employment, I would always tell them to discuss pension at the start, because once they don't see the money, it's kind of in there as PRSI would be and normal income tax would be. But for somebody that's in an employment, like the lady that has the childcare workers,
Average,
auto-enrollment is going to put a bit of pressure on them because they have to contribute now. Up to now, it was every employer just had to make a facility to deduct for a pension, where auto-enrollment gets a contribution from the employer, a contribution from the employee, and importantly, then a contribution from the state.
So stay with me, Padraig, if you don't mind, for a moment. I've got Michael with us on the line. Michael, do you have a pension or pension plans?
God, no.
No pension?
Not a pension premise scheme. I wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
And have you ever paid into one?
No, I wouldn't. I refuse to because, I mean, the pension is paid in by young people who pay for the old people. For definition, it's a premise scheme. There's not a chance on a planet I give the government my hard-earned money for them to invest in a pension fund or a pension fund or a financial advisor to do it for me. If you look at the old 708 crash, hundreds of thousands of people lost their pension. My own father was due to retire. He'd work an extra 4 years. There's not a chance I could give it to anyone to look after. Because if you look after your own pension fund, there's ways and means around doing that. All right? There's ways to set up yourself that you can do it yourself and you can manage it yourself. You can do it in small increments, 10, 15, 20
So you do
years
it yourself, you do? You.
I read my own books, look at it, and take my own risk on it, and I manage it. So if it goes belly up, it's my fault. But to give it to someone to look after, given the 08 crash, and hundreds of thousands of people lost a pension, and the 01 crash after the dot-com bubble, no thanks.
Okay. And Padraig, what would you say to Michael and others that maybe, you know, that have concerns about investing into a pension?
Well, one of the things I would say is with regard to his dad, having it exposed to equities at the time, if he's coming close to retirement, would not have been the right move anyway. It should have been in safe assets like government bonds and so forth at the time. So the accumulated fund could have been safeguarded and should be safeguarded as somebody approaching retirement. The challenge with regard to doing your own pension, a lot of the situation that you can buy property through a pension and so forth, it becomes illiquid and difficult to manage in a lot of cases. But if we're talking about the predominant amount of people who are looking at putting their €10 a week away somewhere, it isn't a pyramid scheme. And with regard to the younger people's PRSI payments are absolutely keeping older people's current pensions going, as the next generation will do for us when we reach retirement. That's where I think the pyramid scheme might be coming into the thought process. But as long as a government is giving 40%, up to 40% relief on pension investment, it is a good investment because you get a return. So for every tenner you put in, you get your tax relief.
It's a grey area because you actually get that. You might get taxed on the outset, but you get taxed when you take it out when you're 60. So it's kind of a false flag to say, okay, you don't get taxed when you give it at the outset, but you do get taxed when you give it at the end. So it's irrelevant. If you can turn around, you can save yourself €10 a week and you're working. If you can hold that €10 and educate yourself on something different that'll give you a better income, that's money well spent. If you can go and get a small business loan for a side job that can give you more money, that's how you spend it. You go and you give €10 to the government for a pension fund or whoever gives it.
But it's, what did you say, Padraig? Sorry, it's at 40%, isn't it, the tax relief?
So the upper limit is at the top rate of tax. But where I would disagree is the majority of people will don't have the, I don't mean to sound derogatory, but they won't have the skill set to accumulate it or the discipline to accumulate it because of the other pressures like accumulating deposits on houses. One problem is with all of the, when you reach 65 or 70, the ability to continue working and the certainty of not having an income at that age is going to become a factor. Now, for the people who don't have pension, the only certainty they have at the moment is what will the state pension be? And that state pension is currently 289, but that's not a guarantee either, there are other countries like Germany particularly have a huge issue with the level of workforce coming up to pay for the older benefits is putting the government under serious pressure.
The other concern, Padraig, too, in all of this is that, you know, you now have people like me and my generation that are taking out mortgages so much later in life.
Right.
That we're taking out a mortgage, you know, in our very late 30s, very early 40s, and you're taking out, what, 30 plus years? We're all going working into our 70s anyway. That's the other side of
it. Correct. I mean, the retirement age is going to increase. There's no doubt about that. It has already gone to 67 and it's going to probably increase more because we're living longer as well. And pensions is an area, as I said, the broad discussion basis of it is important. But if somebody says to me and they arrive to me at 30 years of age, should they put something into a pension? You've, of course, got to prioritise what the other draws on the set amount of income is.
Some
pension should be in the debate.
Some of the texts on this, Sinead in Kilmainham says, believe me, your future self will thank you. If pensions rebranded as free money contributions, they'd surge. Listener says, thousands lost money in pensions during the financial crash and I'm now afraid of having a pension, says this listener. Another texter has got in touch on this. Not only do I not understand private pensions, I don't understand the auto-enrolment that I'm going to be part of in the new year. I'm 33, I've been paying part of my salary into the credit union each month, so I do have some savings, but I've no clue about how to best plan for my retirement. Lot of texters. I think we could all do probably with a little bit more financial advice around this. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's financial advisor Padraig Cassan, Michael Dillon, Avril Sheenan from Care A Lot Childcare in Cork. Katja, Brenda, thanks a million for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.